Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Hei Yomid Aleph. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Shin Ches yesterday, which deals with Mukta items. And we're in the very last line with the words of the Mechaber on Kuf Dalet Omud Beis. And the Mechaber writes, V'hu Hadin, the same halach applies, we were talking yesterday about not being allowed to move an item that it's Mukta Machmas Chisorun Kis. You have to listen to yesterday's share to understand that fully. But the same din applies, wadin, lekarnos, a hammer or a mallet, shall besomim, that is used to make spices. She bang on it and it breaks the spices up. Shemakpidim, olav, shalo yislachlik. People are very particular about this, that it shouldn't get ruined in any way. I would guess maybe that if there were some spices still left onto the hammer, it would ruin other spices. So they're very makpid not to use this hammer in any other way. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Vav, vimhu eino makpid, but if he's not concerned about this, he doesn't mind if the hammer is used. So lo have a lady day mukta machmas chisaron kis. He brings down from the Magen Avraham that that's not then a concern of mukta machmas chisaron kis. For example, a regular hammer people aren't machmid on. So even the special spice hammer, if you're not concerned about it, then it just has the status of a klisha malachta leiser. Dishuvah number 7 brings down an interesting discussion about having a ring of keys, where you have multiple keys on them, some of which are mukta and some of which are heter. So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as also from the Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, that one should remove the mukta kings from the keychain ring before Shabbos starts. Now we go to the Rama. The Rama adds over here and he says, Hagav, Huadin, Kelim Hamiyuchadim Lischora. Likewise, utensils or merchandise which is to be sold, and a person is makbid that they shouldn't be used before they're sold, so this also has the din of kli, shemukta machmas chisaron kis. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Zayin, shelo lishtamish bem, the owner is very careful not to use them, kidei shelo yiskalklu, in order that they shouldn't appear used and worn, and that they shouldn't break, and therefore they can be sold as new. Avalim ain't no makbid alayim, but if it's a type of utensil that you're not makbid on it, avshem yichudol nischori, even though they're to be sold, when the son of otsam, you put them in your storehouse over here, gan kim shor letalta, then they are allowed to be moved. There is no isra over here of mukta machmas chisaron kis. Dishifu number 10 brings down kelim shemalachtim leheter, that are to be sold, and the person is makbid that they shouldn't be used. For example, they shouldn't look like they're worn. So then you also have the din of mukta machmas chisaron kis, even though the utensil itself is perfectly permissible to be used on Shabbos. As opposed to something which you don't mind if it's used, for example, like a sefer, which you're selling, but you don't mind that people look at it, so therefore that would not be considered over here mukta machmas chisaron kis. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal goes so far as to say that if you change your mind in the middle of Shabbos, originally you were going to sell it, but now you decide you want to use it yourself, then it is also considered over here not mukta from that point and onward. But if you're going to use it just a little bit and then return it to the store, so to say, to be sold, so then it still retains its status of mukta machmas chisaron kis. Interesting question, what about your utensils from Pesach the rest of the year? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, because you obviously are makbid that they shouldn't be used for chametz, so therefore they have the din of mukta machmas chisaron kis and wouldn't be allowed to be moved. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not 100% sure about this. He says maybe it's more comparable to compare them over here to clothing that you're makbid not to wear them except at a certain time, and mikol makom mutar lalavsho b'Shabbos, but you would be allowed to wear them if you change your mind and want to wear them on Shabbos the rest of the year. And he brings down as well from Rav Azaz Zatzal, as well from Nissan Karol Shlita, Mutul Atatlan, they would allow you to move them because technically you could use them if you wanted to. Similarly, Dir Shifu number 11 brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that an esrog before Yantif of Sukkis, dinam kimukta machmas chisaron kis. They're obviously not something that you want to move and touch because the pitim could break or they could get ruined, and therefore they also have this status. Likewise, new clothing that you intend to return to the store after Shabbos, and you're makbid, therefore, that nobody should use them because they'll look like they've been used and they won't be able to be returned. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says over here that this is also mukta machmas chisaron kis, and this is also the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Beis. Kol kli, any utensil, afilu hu gadol, even if it's very large, the kovet, very heavy, harbe, extremely large and heavy utensils, they're not considered over here, lo nizbato shem kli mimeno, they still retain the status of being a utensil, and lo mipnei gadlo v'lo mipnei kvado, with kovdo, we don't say over here, because it's too big or it's too heavy, that it loses its status of being a kli, but in fact, you would be allowed to still move it on Shabbos, as long as it doesn't have any other restrictions of being mukta. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat and Ches, hu adin evin gadolo, this would be true for a large stone or a large beam. im yesh toras kli olel, if they are used as a kli, dahainu shem yuchodim l'tashmish, they have been designated for some sort of a purpose as a kli, so then shari l'tatla, and then you're allowed to move them. U'bechli mutra afilu ein rogil l'tatla b'mosachol. And as long as it's a kli, even if it's not a kli that you necessarily move on a weekday, nevertheless, mikol mokom lo amrina d'vibnei kvedusa, we don't say that on Shabbos, because it's too heavy, hu kovel lo mokom, that it now has set a place for it, u'makza osa midaito milatatlu, and that you put it out of your mind, so to say, that you would move it. Just because you don't necessarily routinely move it on a weekday, but since it is able to be moved, and it's not in and of itself muktza, it is designated as a kli, you'd be allowed to move it on Shabbos as well. However, if on a weekday, he would never move it from its place, he wouldn't allow it to get ruined, he's very makbid on it, then then it does have the status of being a very expensive type of a thing, and it's muktza because of the loss, then you wouldn't be allowed to move it. Again, if you wouldn't move it during the weekday, so then you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos as well. Mishnah Berurah cut and test, not because it's too heavy, and even if several people are required to move it, nevertheless, it's brought down more in Erevin, Kuf Beis, that it would be allowed to be moved if, again, it's not considered over here as a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis, and it is a Kli that is allowed to be moved. Siv Gimel, we now get into a discussion of Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser. So the Mechaber tells us that such a utensil that is normally used for Isser purposes, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Amasu, Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser says, even if this Isser is only Rak an Isser Derabanan, so this is a utensil that could be used normally for an Isser Deraisa, or even for an Isser Derabanan, the Mechaber tells us Kli Shemalachdu L'Isser, Mutul Taltlo, you are allowed to move it under certain conditions, and the Ramah adds, Vim Nishtamish L'Isser Bevein Hashmoshos, any Kli that is used for Issa during the Bein HaShmashos, could go near Shehudlak, for example, a candlestick that was lit, so that we already learned previously, Ayin Le'el Simin Reish Ayin Tes, that this has the status of being Muktzah as well. So this Kli Shemalachtu L'Isser, Bein L'Tzorach Gufo, you are permitted to move it if you need it itself to do a Melacha. For example, could go Kurna Shol Zahavim, this is a goldsmith's hammer, O Nafochim, or a blacksmith's hammer, and you need it, L'Tzor Bo'ai Gozim, and you need it over here to go and break open walnuts, or kurdom, lachtoch botvelu, or some sort of an axe that you're going over here to cut up the caked figs, so bein letzorach makomo, or if you need its place, so we have the two famous heterim over here, bein letzorach gufo, you need the hammer, or the item of mukta, the kli shemalachdu L'Isser, for itself to be used, or you need its place. For example, dahinu shetzorach lishtamish b'malkum shekli munachshab, you need the place where this kli shemalachdu L'Isser is. In these situations, a person is allowed to move them. Umutr lo, Lito Misham, you're allowed to go take it from that place, Ulanicha Beza Mokum Shirtza, and then once you're taking it, you can put it any place that you want. However, if you're doing it for the benefit of that kli itself, not that you need that kli to be used legufo, or you need the place for that kli, but you're doing it to preserve the kli. For example, avo mecham letzel, it's going to get ruined in the sun, and you want to move it to the shade. Dehainu sheino tzorach letaltlo, you're not moving it for any other reason, ela b'nei sheyori sheyishover, because you're concerned that it will break in the sun, or you got it misham, or it's in a place where it might get stolen, then since you're doing it for the kli shemalachta l'isser, it would be osur, you're forbidden to move it. Now, we said a huge amount of information over here, and there are many, many Dirshu footnotes over here that will add to this, but let's first do the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see how far we get. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud explains, Kolomar, Shemiyuchedes Ladova Sha'asu Lasos B'Shabbos. This Kli over here is normally doing a Malacha that is forbidden on Shabbos, as we mentioned, the Reis or the Rabbanon. Ba'afilun Raku Rov Malachta L'Isser, and even if only the majority of its usage is for Isser, that would also fall into the category, Hu Gam Kein B'Chlal Zeh of Kli Shemalachta L'Isser. Dishvah number 12 brings down, if it's a kli that is designated to do some sort of an issa, but you haven't yet done the issa with it, so then it is considered still over here, hazmona lav milsi, designation for something isn't considered having done it, and mutul atat lo mecham letzel, you would be allowed to move it for the benefit of that kli in this situation. It's not yet called a kli shemalach L'Isser. However, it's something that's obviously a kli shemalach L'Isser, it's not you have to designate it for it. For example, a hammer or some sort of a mortar and pestle, so then the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down that it would be over here also for a person to move it as a din of kli shemalachdu L'Isser even before it was officially used, because that's clearly what the purpose of this kli is. He then brings down the whole discussion that we had previously about a telephone book. Do we consider a telephone book a kli shemalachdu L'Isser or not? So you have many poskim that say that you would still be allowed to use a telephone book because you need it letzorach gufo. You need to look up the address in the telephone book, even though most of the time it's a kli shemalachdu L'Isser. Although Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita does disagree and says that it's muktzer. But most of the other poskim, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as others, would say that you could use the telephone book to look up an address on Shabbos. He then brings down a whole discussion about a fan on Shabbos. Can you move a fan on Shabbos? So some suggest that if the fan is turned off, then it's vaday eklishim alachta le'isser, and you'd only be allowed to move it l'tzorach gufo makomo. But while it's working, it has the status of eklishim alachta le'heter, actually. Others disagree and say, no, it always has the status of eklishim alachta le'isser, and some suggest that you might be allowed to move it, because if it's bothering you, then you need it to move it l'tzorach makomo, and you'd be allowed to turn the fan away to some place where it won't blow on you. He then brings down at the end of this footnote, what about Lego? Does Lego have the status of being muktza? So he brings down that Lego doesn't have the status of being muktza because the children are allowed to play with it, and therefore his stopik im nechshavim kemuktza. Lefisha l'yelodim atzim ein itzul l'sakbim, because the young children do have the right to play with it. However, he does suggest that the father should, at some point, educate the children that they shouldn't be using it when they reach a certain age, as chinuch, because it's not allowed to be used on Shabbos by an adult. Mr. Bursiv Kan Yudalef writes, Pirush, Shahaya Munach Allah Ben Ashmashos Dvar Issa, that which we said by the Ramah, that it was used for Issa during the Ben Ashmashos. So, for example, it was something on it that was a Dover Osir. Kizasayim Kigo Ner Shudlak. For example, it's a tray that had a candle lit on it. The Nasa Oz Bosses a Dover Osir, so the tray becomes a Bosses for a Dover Osir and can't be moved. Avalamasa Malacha Bikornis, but if you did some sort of work with a hammer during the Bein Hashmashos, so Pshita Demuta Latakul B'Shabbos Latzarkuv Makoma, then it doesn't lose its status of being a Klisha Malachta Liyasir, and in fact you would still be allowed to use it under the conditions of Tzarach Gufa or Makoma that we said. Sivkon Yud Beis, we said that you're allowed to move it l'tzorach gufo makomo. U'mayrish ain lo kli heter l'tashmish zeh. That's when you don't have any other utensil available for you to go and use instead, that is, a kli shemalachto l'heter. Although, in the issue number 14, it brings down from Moshe Feinstein's atzal, she'ein tzorach l'troach avuro harbe. You don't have to lurk all over the place for a kli shemalachto l'heter, or l'lechens l'vaksho mehashochin, or to go to a neighbor and ask for one. But if it's not easily available, you can use the kli shemalachto l'isser for a heter type of a usage. For example, you could use your hammer to break open the walnuts rather than going around to your neighbor and asking him for a specialized walnut cracker. Mishbru continues, it says, di lav hochi, because if there is a kli heter available, ein lo l'shtaymish b'klizeh. You shouldn't use a kli shemalachto l'isser for tzorach gufa makomo if there was an easily available kli shemalachto l'heter. So Kotin Yud Gimel, the Mishbura says, once you're allowed to move it, you can go put it in any place you want. The Kibin Shubiyadu, once it's in your hand, Shinitla Letzorach Gufa Makoma, that you picked it up with a heter of either needing it for itself or for its place, then Rashai Letalto LaYosa, then you can go and carry it further. Because of Magen Avraham, Du Adin Im Shachach Unatola Biyadu, likewise, the same halach would apply if you picked it up by accident, Rashai Letalto LaYosa, then you're allowed to go and continue to carry it even though you picked it up by accident. Afsha Anitila, Hayashalo Letzorach Gufa Makoma, even though you didn't have the right to do so because it wasn't Letzorach Gufa Makoma. However, he brings down Ayin Bachronim, Shechriu, the other Achronim disagree, the Hayater Lo Shayach Ella Bechli. This only applies if the utensil is a klisha malachto le'isser, as opposed to something that intrinsically is by itself mukta. For example, could go in mos, money, avonim, or stones, or chayotz, and things that are intrinsically mukta. They're not a klisha malachto le'isser, which this heter would apply to. However, he then brings out from the Bir Agra, in Simon Reish Samachvav Siv Beis, he's cholik on this Morgan Avraham, and he holds, the Vilna Gaon holds, the Sirule, the Loitiru Elokish, Yehizcha Latalta Brishos. This heter that the Morgan Avraham brought down, that you're allowed to move something once you've picked it up, even though you picked it up incorrectly, the Vilna Gaon disagrees with. And he says you're only allowed to continue moving it and put it in the place that you want when you picked it up the heter. Dishu foot number 18 has a different understanding according to Chazon Ish Ayin Sham. In any event, the Chaymash Mavaran Reish Beitza, Mishabu rings down that the Ran seems to agree with what the Vilna Gaon just said. Ayin Sham, look over there, and also Ayin Lakam and Sim Shin Lamadal Sivav, Mishnah Brua, Linyan Izemu Mila, which we'll learn when we even say Hashem when we get to those halachos. Then he brings down in Simon Shinyun Alef Siv Ches the Tiltu Muktza Begufo, that when you're moving Muktza item, Afilu Letzorach Dover HaMuktza Mutter. If you're moving a Muktza item with your body, then even if it's something that you're doing for the muktza thing itself, which is not l'tzorach gufa makomo, the zelo nikwa tiltu klal is permissible, because when you move something with your body, that's called kalach har yad, and that's not called moving it. Therefore, a tremendous cool applies. In munach eiz adav muktzah la'aretz, if there's a muktzah item on the ground, which you would not be allowed to move because you don't need it, letzorach guf u'makomo, mutar ledochafo beraglav, you're allowed to kick it with your feet, kedei shelo yavo lehefsid, in order that it shouldn't get destroyed or ruined where it is, you're allowed to move this muktzah item kalach har yad, with your feet. The Yeshiva number 19 has a whole interesting discussion, and he brings down for Moshe Feinstein Zatzal that says in the Igros Moshe that tiltu muktza b'mar pekayad, moving something with your elbow, is also considered klach hayad, but moving it with the back of your hand is not considered klach hayad. Others disagree, however, and say even the back of the hand is considered klach hayad. The Yeshiva number 20 brings down that even though we say that tiltu begufo eno tiltu klal, mikol mokum lo hekel bezeh b'mokum shein hefsed, the only time you're allowed to move something is if there's some loss that will occur because you didn't move it. And he brings down as well from Ravazda Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi, shumi shumi shesover ha-mishna bura she-b'mokum shein tzorech ein lidchof muktza beraglo lehedja. Unless there is some sort of a loss, you shouldn't move things at a muktza even when you're doing it kalach har-yad. Rak letaltalo bederech hilucho, but you'll only be allowed to move it if you're walking in that direction, and as you're walking you kick it, that would be permitted, but otherwise you shouldn't go out of your way unless there's a hefsed. Mishnah Berurah goes in Sifkot Yudalit, when we said that it will break because it's in the sun, the she is baka b'chama, is because it will break because of the sun. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tezvav, it will be stolen from over there. The Hodumya demichama letzel, this is exactly the same type of thing as moving it from the sun to the shade because it would be broken, so too you're moving it over here in order that it shouldn't get stolen. However, by a day ain't a Yehudi to ask a non-Jewish person to do this, yesh lomar d'shori b'choseh, the Prima Gadim brings down that this is in fact permissible. The Yeshiva number 21 brings down, what happens if you have something that's not Shabbistic in a place? For example, you have a pen that's on the table. So Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe brings down, also letaltal, you're not allowed to move it. Kivish ain't tzorech es gof ha-chefetz os makom, because you don't need the pen itself to do something, and you don't need that place. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Shlita. However, Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, is mistopic. Shema ha-soras klish eino mechubin me'ashulchan machmas mishbayish me'orchem. Since you're going to get embarrassment by having a pen on the table, if guests come in, that would be considered a tiltu muktzah letzorch makoma, that you need its place there, that you shouldn't be embarrassed. He brings down as well from Shelos Chuvas Arlutzion shekadei lechabit es haShabbos. In order to honor the Shabbos, mutar lahasim yashulchan kli she'eino mechubad. You'd be allowed to remove a kli that's not a kibud for Shabbos to have it there. For example, a pen on the table. At the end of this footnote, he brings down ulatalto klish malachto leiser kadesh lo yazik biosa makom, to move a klish malachto leiser not for its own gufa makoma, but that nobody should get hurt from it. So the Chazon Ish brings down shemutu, that would be permissible. Bibnei nechshav hadover ketiltul hakli letzorach makoma, because that is considered tzorach makoma. You need that place there that somebody doesn't get hurt over there. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who brings down legabi kli chashmali for an electrical utensil shaosu lahazik imlo yinatku, if you don't shut it off, it will cause potential danger to somebody. He says, "Mutar lahotzi es hataka mehasheka bizman she'eino po'el." You'd be allowed to unplug it when it's not working. Because that's also called tzarach gufo. Needless to say, if there would be a true danger over here, pikuach nefashos, then of course you'd be allowed to remove it even if it was working. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Tezayin says that you're not allowed to move something if it's not letzorach gufo makomo. It's just for the benefit of the item mechama letzel, so it's osur. But he does add, however, v'imchoshe lo v'gam letashvish. But if you're doing it for some sort of a purpose of tzorach gufo, then mutal letalta, you're going to be allowed to move it. Afilu ikor kavanoso mechama letzel. Even though your real reasoning is for the chama letzel, but if you're able to get some sort of a tzorach gufo makomo from it, then you'd be allowed to move it. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, kol muktza eino osur ela betiltulo. Something that's muktza is just not allowed to be moved. However, the major heter over here, avo binegia ba'amo, just to touch it, when you're not moving it, she'eino minadin though, shari, that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Ayin and Sif Shin Yud Sif Vav in Morgan of Rome over there. The Hechel Danagia Hilat Sorach Dovra Muktza. If you're touching it for the benefit of the Muktza item, however, Kigon Shikofa Kli Ala Muktza Lishomer, if you're putting a utensil, you're covering it up in order to protect it, then Sorach Lizor Shalol Ligabo, then you shouldn't touch it. Vagroshom the Beyura, the Ulna Gon over there explains that Posach Kiarav Hamagid, the passage over here, like the Mechaber over here, the Negia b'chol gavne, touching something is always permissible, shari, as long as in lo yavo l'nidnut ayideh negia, as long as you're not going to touch it and move it. And Dishufut number 23 says, as long as it's even a possibility that you won't move it, you'd be allowed to touch it. The chen kosa b'derech hachayim, and this is also the psak of the derech hachayim. The Ramah continues and writes, L'chein mutu liga b'menorah should be beis ha-knesset, to be allowed to touch the menorah, the candelabra that's in the shul, sh'neiros dokus lov, even though the candles are lit in it, or betanu, or an oven, sh'dolik bo eish, that has a fire inside of it. You'd be allowed to touch these things, you can't move them. L'chein mutu likach devar heter hamunuch adar v'muktzah. You likewise could take off a heter item from on top of a muktzah item. Likewise, you can blow it a muktzah item and move it, because that's not called tiltul. The law of a tiltul, ele klachiyad, that's called tiltul minatzad, tiltul klachiyad, lo mikre tiltul, and that's not really called tiltul. Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches, he writes, Hainu afilu b'tanur metaltul. This is something, even if the tanur is movable, umutu liga afilu b'shor shadolik, but you should be allowed to touch it when the fire is on it, but you're not, of course, allowed to move it. Sifkot in your test, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu afilu shadovu muktzah toli, v'ayidei likichas etim esnadid. Taking off the heter item and you're moving the muktzah item, it's still allowed. There's a mikre tiltum and a tzad. Tzoruch dovra mutter, and it's permissible. That concludes today's shir.